Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontiveroma out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicka Bee 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 Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Oh, my gosh. Roger yesterday played some Justin Moore. How many clips do you think we got of Justin in there?
Oh, 50.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And again, as for those who have asked about Justin, we're giving him plenty of space for him to take care of business with himself and his family and all the things. And hopefully we'll get him back soon.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about him last night as we were watching the draft. I locked into that. You had Boudreaux's last night.
Yeah. And I'm sure you had it on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody was locked in. Yeah.
The a lot of love for Darius Acuff Jr. Cal was there, of course. We had Marshall Martin on yesterday. And it's always cool to see the program get that kind of exposure. If you missed it, Cal becomes the all-time leading lottery draft coach, topping Coach K now, 30 lottery picks in his career. Of course, you know, I saw somebody go, yeah, he's the champion at that. Winning championships, not so much. So,
well, you know what, and if I wanted to be a hard case about it, or say something negative, you could easily say, look, some of the one-and-dones that Cal has had, it's like when the conquistadors discovered the hot springs. They were already there.
Right.
You know, yeah. The Native Americans already used them.
Yeah.
He did not teach Acuff one thing. Acuff was going to be who he was. I don't know what...
saying that part of that is choosing.
His eye for talent or his golden ear,
right?
For that is there, and whatever power of persuasion that he has to get some of those guys, we as fans love that part of it. He's done everything except win the national title in X amount of years. His career is there. He knows how to play the game. He does know how to wine and dine. You saw the 20 people or whatever in the room with Marsha Martin and her husband, who were there last night as part of his guests. But he also, I do think, just from what I hear everybody say, he does take care of the little man who buys the ticket and brings their kid to a ball game by staying until the very last autograph is signed. In that regard, but having an eye for talent, I mean, he's got that as well. Speaking of eye for talent, this guy right here that's coming
Craig
in,
Craig O'Neill coming
I mean,
in,
his career and the eye for talent that he had on all of his shows from Sherman Bonner to Marvin, the boss's nephew, to all of those folks. Again, you might call him the cow of a Little Rock radio from back in the day, and here he is right now, Gregory O'Neill.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
That's the only reason I come here, ladies and gentlemen, is just to get stroked.
Everybody needs a little stroking.
Here you go. Yeah, here's a little A-cup from last night.
Sacramento fans, obviously excited to see you come, but Arkansas fans, sad to see you go. Just what's your message to the fans back in Arkansas about your time in the Pig Suey?
Yeah, man, I love y'all. I'll be back soon. I won't stop coming out there for sure. I'll be back for sure.
Man, a few words.
I like what the guy, did you notice what the guy said at the end there? Did you hear what his question was at the end? Listen to what he said.
Sacramento fans, obviously excited to see you come. But Arkansas fans, sad to see you go. Just what's your message to the fans back in Arkansas about your time in the Pig Suey?
Yeah, man,
your time in the Pig Suey.
So I kind of like that.
I do too.
Although it does kind of sound like the sewer.
Does it?
Well,
Pig Sewer.
Suey,
yeah,
sewer.
If you don't know, with somebody, we know he said funny. Pig Suey.
Yeah, nah.
You know, but somebody like else it. May have not, don't know what it was. I mean, he could have been, you know, he could have been stumbling around. I can appreciate that.
How are you this morning, Craig?
I am fabulous. I'm just delighted for Darius. I watched it and thought it was interesting.
Jewelry.
It didn't move me like I thought it was going to do because it was so businesslike, you know.
Yeah, and it was, as we talked about, it was sort of what we call chalk. It was pretty much as predicted, not a lot of surprises.
Expected, yes.
Sort of Dolesville, you know. But And he's got a lot of freshmen that the people don't get to know. They're one and dones. And so if you're really locked into basketball, like
I'm
Christian
now
is,
a Sacramento fan.
Yeah, sure.
I'm following him next
well,
year.
Well, we were
closely.
For a while. You know what? San Diego Chargers took quite a few of our Arkansas Razorback football right. players back in the day. It was like, they had a pipeline, if you will. And because of Joseph Klein and Corliss Williamson et al., you know, Sacramento has been a Razorback place as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sacramento has a great fan base, probably one of the best
yes.
in the NBA. They're just, unfortunately, one of the worst-ran organizations in professional sports.
Some people call the Arkansas the NBA, Christian. That's what they said off
the air. Did you see their they probably had 2,000-3,000 fans in their arena, and they were
watching the
yes.
draft?
They're very passionate
They
fans.
Wanted to have Acuff. And the guy before there's a video. I don't know if you saw it, Christian. Where
yeah,
when they
Mikael
announced,
Brown, yeah.
when they announced the one before him that it wasn't that they went crazy because they knew they were going to get Acuff.
Oh.
Listen, if you watch Acuff play, you want that guy on your team.
Oh,
you want
God.
That guy as a playmaker. I love the fact though too, hearing about the go. You know what? What pick was Jalen Brunson, who laid 45 in the championship game for the New York Knicks? He was in second round. Correct.
Yeah.
What number was he, Christian?
I'm going to guess 36. I have no clue, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, I love the fact that...
He's 6'2".
Yeah, and they were saying, is he tall enough and all the things? And, you know, anyway, it's...
33.
What's that?
He was 33.
Yeah, he was 33.
Wow.
And again, and Roger Cal gets to continue to go. I produce lottery picks. I don't want to have to pay you money because I'm going to help you make billions. Billions.
Again, that doesn't, you know.
Seeing him there. I love seeing him there.
Cal is a celebrity. Did you see, hear about this? We had Marsha Martin, super Razorback supporter. Yeah. Where's the boots and the all
she
the things?
She had her A-Cup boots last night.
Had the A-Cup boots on. She spilled the beans accidentally yesterday about today is the announcement of the stadium naming. So we got the scoop. We put it out, and I heard through, and I'm not going to say who, an official with U of A that it was going to be today, that something will be going out mid-morning to say, hey, it's going to be at midday. And so, Craig O'Neill, who do you think will be the name on the stadium for Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville?
Oh, my God.
And then while you're thinking about that, we want to take calls to see who we think it was that Baz talked to from up there. I've got my pick. Go ahead, Craig.
I would assume it'd be Broyles.
No. Corporate. That's going to pay $50 million.
I thought you were picking a name.
No, that's not the money,
corporate.
Is it? Huh? I mean, that's not the money. It's not 50. You haven't heard that, right?
I'm thinking that's what it's going to
okay,
be.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's
going to
be a tip.
The Genesis of Conway.
Well, there you go.
First of all, it would be incumbent upon you to throw that out.
We're hoping, Craig, that it's an Arkansas company and not a... Listen, I'm not going to...
What else would it be? Outside Arkansas.
Oh, it could be a West Coast...
I don't know. Listen,
Polymarket Stadium.
No, I don't know. I just don't think so. But that's just me.
I don't know for sure. But
I think it'd be awesome if somebody did, but if it's outside an Arkansas company, then they got a hell of a deal.
But here's why I tell you that, Roger.
Sure.
If it was an Arkansas company, why would it take 3 years to get the deal?
Honey, your check is the salesperson that's making that call.
Yeah, that's
now, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just going by what you think. You know, I mean, what is it? I mean, what do they always say? You know, you don't get 100% of the sales you don't ask for.
Exactly.
I mean, so you have to ask for it. I don't think that's his Ike forte.
Well, there's no question that that's been an issue. But what I'm saying, what I think, Roger, remember, here's the deal. This is why I think it could be a non-Arkansas company. I'm hoping it's an Arkansas company. What did they have to do? What did Hunter Check you have to do a year ago? Remember when he made the announcement? They're using a firm.
Yeah.
So when you use a firm, that means you can't get it yourself. Yeah, they may go out. And so it could be a brand like Sara Lee. Yeah, it could be.
We play only cupcakes.
You
know what?
Boom.
Yeah. Someone has made some lewd remarks about what it could be, some gel that you use because the Razorbacks were probably the expectations
Old
for.
Spice.
Well, no. It's much,
I know where you're going.
Much more blue than that.
Yeah,
that's yes. So anyway, so we'll find that out
it's
today.
It's not Kentucky.
We'll find that
not
out
Kentucky.
Today. Today I did tease this, too, and we'll hit Craig's opening here. We do appreciate Genesis of Conway every week sponsoring him. Did you see where there were three songs that apparently the World Cup folks offered out to have? They wanted to have a song for, you know, every team. And so apparently there were three songs that America had a chance to get for their anthem, victory anthem, Roger, Christian and Craig. And I'm going to give you the three, and I want you to see if you can guess which one is. And we have to share this. We have to split it between us, looks like England, and FIFA. FIFA would have their own. Hmm. And so we have three. Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, and John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads. Which one do you think wound up with the American team?
Well, Country Roads was America. Yeah.
You've already heard it.
I have.
Was that it?
That's it.
That's kind of mellow.
The English team got Sweet Caroline.
That's right.
That's even more mellow.
England got Sweet Caroline. Mm-hmm. FIFA used Bon Jovi. So what do you think, Roger? Does it work?
I think that song is the Hey Jude for the
Although
American
I saw
it's
that.
It's so, you know. But it does. It is. I mean, if you could get all the foreigners / international travelers to sing that song.
It's a great sing-along song, but it's so West Virginia. It's so Virginia.
The Morris Albert song, yeah. Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, does it work? World Cup soccer? Christian?
I don't know. I saw the English team singing Wonderwall by Oasis after they won.
How does that go? Go ahead, Christian.
I said, maybe you're going to be the one that saves me.
Yeah, now we're
and after all, you're my wonderwall.
Wow. You hear that, Craig? See, you know, he knew. I set him up for that, to watch him do his thing.
I could you teed
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, he had, listen.
Now I want to go watch Friends.
Put him in the system.
No, absolutely put that in the system.
Wonderwall. Yeah, I don't know. What do you
think? Hats off to the John Denver estate.
That's because they're enjoying it out there.
Huh? Cha-ching.
What is John Denver's other up-tempo?
Thank
God I'm American.
Did you see the clip of the guy going through customs? This English customs agent is looks down at the passport, and it's a guy who's a young guy, he's 22, sharp yelling guy, he's 180 pounds, and he looks up at him, and the guy now is 350 pounds. He's and he's holding like a big gulp, and he goes, this is not you. He said, yes, it is. I've just spent 6 weeks in America. You know, it's it is so true.
He's been teasing about
Penn
that.
And Teller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Penn and Teller went out to an office product store. You know those little red dots you used to buy at office product store? The adhesive little red dots you'd put on documents and stuff? Well, they went out and bought those and put them on their driver's licenses or their IDs. Right. So when they went to the airport, the people would look down at the ID and see that little red dot on their nose of their ID. And when the person at the airport would look up at them, Penn and Teller, they had put on clown noses to show that it was them.
I like it.
I thought it was brilliant.
I like it.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Craig, we were just saying how Thursday, we're learning that, you know, Thursday's just an irrelevant game. Doesn't mean anything, you know, that's... But I do love this. Is that I wish we could get, like, when we advance to the next level, we call the knockout round. I feel like I'm watching a video game, Roger. Knockout round. It's like a
body blow.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm watching. Knockout round.
What bothers me, why do they call it the pitch if you can't handle the ball? You want to get a bell?
Yeah, well.
Okay, I
get it. I completely understand. That's the part. That's the driveway, highway thing.
Exactly.
Part. I don't know what it is. I don't know, Craig. I do understand why they call
it
football.
Name pitch?
I think that's just an international way of saying it's got just a little bit of a rise on it.
Roger, the other thing I failed to mention about the Trojans, you saw, Craig, where the Trojans finished in the top 25 final ranking.
Wonderful.
Razorbacks, I think, were 21. There's a couple different polls for baseball, but the Trojans were 25th, which is remarkable that they did that. Also, that Chris Curry was like the regional coach of the year. So that was the other thing, Roger, that we did not
mention.
Somebody's going to get him.
He's just had a new deal. 5 years.
I don't care. Craig. Somebody's going to get him.
You know, what do we call it? Navy Craig.
he doesn't know. See, Craig's such an
ignorant
man. He has no idea.
Today also.
Maybe they call it the Curry Field.
It's also National Patch Day. Did you ever have any patches that you would either sew on your jacket or iron on?
Lips sewed on a
tuxedo. Yeah. Being in school, if you like, you were all district and you had the Letterman's jacket, you would get the patch.
You had a blue jean jacket.
Did girls get those?
What?
Patches?
Sure.
Like on Letterman's jackets?
Yeah. I just know back in the day when we were in the 70s.
No, you know what?
They got out in sports.
They got certain patches on their cheerleading outfits. I think if you did something, you got that.
Did they get the girls? I didn't want to be offensive here. Did girls get Letterman jackets in the 70s?
I don't know about Letterman's
jacket. Was that a guy thing?
I think it was a guy thing. And then the guy gave it to the chick of his choice at the time.
And then Roger was talking about
that. And then you got to get it back and then take that tape off from a school ring.
Matter of fact, I was going to talk to Steve Qualls at Design Lab.
Yeah, he does patches.
About getting him to design, you know, that you can do a Letterman jacket now.
You're talking about a sweater for a
not a sweater. I'm just talking about like a cool Letterman's jacket with like white leather
for
sleeves
what?
Just for your own wearing. To wear like a personalized Letterman jacket. I'm sure it wouldn't be cheap, but to wear, you know, the old school, you'd have Razorback to wear.
Who you want him to do it for?
Me. Talking about me. Oh. Having a cool... Like
I guess he'll get that done real quick.
back in the early 60s, there was a Patches the Clown. And,
yeah. Yes.
And this is a little-known TV fact. Channel 11 tried to get a pilot program put on the air that would battle Bozo.
You talking about Tamo Bozo?
It'd be Patches the Clown.
That is a poor man's Bozo. Nobody wanted
No, his big deal was he had patches on his clown costume.
Okay.
And the kids... And he had prizes inside every patch, and a kid had to pick a patch.
I want to know.
Yeah, I think that guy went to jail. He went to jail. Remember, kid? Turn the cameras off. Yeah, we're playing that. He was playing patches at home.
Why it didn't work.
No, it could not work. A couple of kids were missing.
I want to know what the technology was, and did it work to iron on a patch, and it would stay? You know,
after a few washes.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe it did.
Well, that adhesive, it just depended,
You normally, to keep it on there, you would use sewing, right? I mean, that's the best way.
You darned it.
I got a patch. I've got a reveal. I'm wearing a device
tied
into my heart. Craig, if I'm out of breath or something, I press a little button, and it records the time I was out of breath.
Do we need to keep you calm?
And was having a problem, and then the... cardiologist looks at it.
Bob Robbins, rest in peace, had one of those, but it was the lower extremities.
Do we need to keep you calm?
Huh? Heavens, no, Craig? I haven't had any problems.
Don't upset Craig. What did you guys think about Brandon Sorsby, what the NFL said yesterday? Nope, no supplemental draft for you. So that means no NFL, no football at all, NFL or college this year, right?
Wow.
Right. Yeah, he's got to sit out the year.
Yeah, after all that.
I think that just means that they didn't want him in the league.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah.
We don't want
that
mess.
They didn't want the distraction. They didn't want to give the teams an option to put him on the team.
Is a year enough time? Could the NFL go,
well,
we're going to ban you for...
I would be willing to bet, so would Brendan Sorsby.
Isn't this a right to work state?
Anyway.
It would be great for the HBO deal, whoever had him. That'd be the team that they
followed. I would be willing to bet that he probably goes undrafted next year after sitting out an entire year.
Wow.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
NFL.
Listen, they're nervous about that.
Again, talent trumps trouble.
Yeah.
Well, if this guy's going to help
the NFL,
you know what? We allowed.
And he's not that talented.
Abusers.
Yeah.
We allow wife beaters and children beaters to play on these teams.
If he was next level talented, then would have went.
Talent.
I know.
Well, they've got a lot more aggressive in getting rid of guys now. They used to be a lot more of that, Roger, a little bit more lenient. Now they run them off a little bit quicker.
I got you. Again, it's all subjective.
And he hadn't proven what he can do.
If he would have went this year, he probably would have been like a sixth or seventh round pick. So,
a couple of things I wanted to bring up too, since we've got Craig here today, Roger. You see, it's the birthday of a couple figures. Jack Dempsey. Do you know what his nickname was? I think, Roger, you probably know.
Sure,
don't you?
Sure.
Christian, do you know
the Manassas Mauler?
Oh, look at you! It's the Manassas Mauler. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Chuck Taylor. Did you used to wear Chuck Taylor's, Craig?
No, I never wore the Chuck Taylor's.
I have a couple pairs. I don't wear them, bro.
Do you? I also noticed it was Mick Fleetwood's. Did you play a little Fleetwood Mac back in the day, Craig?
Yeah, you're walking into my Hall of Fame.
Is that right? Go Your Own Way, Dreams, The Chain, Rihanna, Rihannon, rather. Don't Stop. He's 79 today, Craig.
Whoa.
He's almost 80.
Whoa.
Roger's right there on the turntable.
Look at that.
Man, were they not big?
Oh,
what years do you think of when you think of Fleetwood Mac?
Well, I think of the day when I was at KRN. We were playing music back at that station at the time. And,
70s.
And there was this young this group that came in because they'd mail you records. They would mail you records that you would hope they would help put on the air.
Yeah.
And there was this group called Fleetwood Mac.
Weird name.
And I'm going, gosh, what is that? And lo and behold, they would become iconic.
You know, what's the girl's name? I'm just blank.
Stevie Nicks.
I'm telling you, Roger, remember I went and saw her, and wow, at 75, her voice was still super strong. Very impressive.
Still gets inside of you.
As Double R would say. 661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show. There it is. That is the theme of, Christian, have you seen the crowd?
Yeah, I saw it.
Do they all do it?
Yeah, they sung along. I don't know how you pick a song. Like, how do you pick a song about, that's the one?
Yeah, especially then. That's a 70s song. It's West Virginia, baseball and football. You know,
there's so many other songs.
Yeah.
We get all choosy.
I don't think of when.
I would go, this land is your land.
Yeah, I don't think of. I don't think of soccer when I'm thinking of this song.
I love this song, though.
It's a great song.
Porter Briggs got John Denver into Russia.
Whoa!
Series of concerts in Russia. And Arkansan had a very close relationship with John Denver.
Wow.
And got him into Russia and made that happen. Amazing story.
Speaking of music, too, as we go to break, Clive Davis died, and Roger, I started watching between Night and Day, the Tom Cruise movie we're reviewing for Hawks Holmes. Clive Davis, that the music of our generation or something, I started watching some of that. My gosh. He discovered Janis Joplin. And on this day, Roger, just happened to be in history.
Saw
1966, Janis Joplin made her first onstage appearance at the age of 23.
How about that?
Were you a fan of hers at all, Craig?
Somewhat. She just is Bobby the voice McGee? Of my past, that's right. My youth. That's right. So, yeah.
Roger's not a big fan.
Well, no, listen, I know two songs. I mean, and that's it. I don't know. Maybe I don't appreciate her enough.
She walked.
Maybe in 20 years.
Hey, She walked into a venue,
man, it's like.
I know. She was the Ella Langley of her time.
We go to Craig on this one. Craig, we expect you to get this, and you know it, Christian. Uh-oh. Who did she go to high school with that we know in sports? High profile. I actually brought him to the Touchdown Club last year.
Huh.
And he said, and he actually used to harass her. He didn't like her. She didn't like him because she was, Raj? What's the term for her?
Bully?
No. She was sort of like a hippie. What's the word I'm trying to think of?
Hippie.
No, it's not the hippie. It's like earthy. It's another word I can't think of.
I think you just said it.
No, there's one other word. There's another word that that this guy described her as.
Weirdo?
Not a beatnik.
Vagrant?
No. JJ.
Homeless?
JJ.
JJ.
Yeah, I'm hung up on JJ.
Rhymes with Timmy Thompson.
Timmy Thompson.
Timmy Thompson.
With J's.
With
J's.
Timmy Thompson.
And what was it? What was the town? Roger, what was the high school?
Give me the initials.
It's, I'm blank. It's, not El Paso.
No.
Down there by the water.
Right. Port Arthur. Port Lucie.
We'll come back in the break. We'll figure it out.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the first round of the NBA draft, BYU's A.J. DeBonsa was the number one overall pick to the Wizards. Kansas's Darren Peterson went second overall to the Jazz, while Duke's Cam Boozer went third overall to the Grizzlies. Arkansas's Darius Acuff Jr. went seventh overall to the Sacramento Kings. He's coach John Calipari's first lottery pick at Arkansas. He's the Razorbacks' eighth lottery pick ever. Michigan had three lottery picks this year as Merez Johnson Jr. went ninth to the Mavericks. Yaxa Lindenborg went 11th to the Warriors, and Adai Mara went 12th to the Thunder. It's only the second time since the lottery expanded in 1985 that three players from the same college have went in the lottery. The other time was UNLV in 1991. And Malik Thomas was not selected in the first round. He will likely be one of the first picks in the second round, which starts at 7 tonight on ESPN. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A few showers this morning, and then there will be another chance of some showers this afternoon. It's a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 84. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 72. Tomorrow starts getting hot, 90 the high, but still a 30% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, it's Roger Scott, and if you're looking for something fun to do this summer, I've got one word for you. Oakland in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah, that Oakland. And it's not just about gaming anymore. It's an entertainment destination. Check this out. The Oakland Event Center has an incredible lineup coming your way. Sawyer Brown hits the stage in July. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin's Evening rolls in August. Amy Grant in September. Cooper Allen and even Celtic Woman during the holidays. That's a serious concert calendar right there. So you grab some tickets, make a night of it, have dinner at one of Oakland's great restaurants, maybe a drink, enjoy the show, and suddenly you've got yourself a full-on getaway. And hey, if you want to keep the good times rolling, the casino's open 24/7, the resort pool is ready for summer, and the Astro Spa is there when you need to recharge. Bottom line, this isn't just a quick trip, it's a whole experience. Find the full entertainment lineup and book your plans now at oaklawn.com.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Say that again, Justin. I mean, your volume's a little.
You don't remember what the? You don't remember what the movie had that in? It was.
Why are you yelling?
Because he said my.
He's too quiet. One more time on that, Roger. Oh, my God.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
LaShonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
All right. I love that.
Yeah, let's play that.
Man.
Thing before you hear that. Very good. Welcome to the show officially, Gregory.
Thank you very much. And Genesis of Conway, ladies and gentlemen, is going to open the doors to schools all over Central Arkansas. Just come this fall, we're back on the school tour.
Look at you.
Not as intense as it was, but it's still going to be there.
Nobody does
the
it.
The joy of reading.
Nobody reads. Nobody reads better than Craig O'Neill.
Nobody there you go.
I would put Craig O'Neill up against anybody.
Reading.
Not only in America, I would put him up in the Olympics. In the Olympics for the United States.
Book
for
Olympics.
I'm telling you, there's not a better person reading to kids on the planet. I would give you a gold
thank
medal.
Thank you very much. And we're in the middle of doing readings on, we're recording readings for the Diamond Book Award nominees for this fall. for schools. We're in the middle of that. It's very intense right now.
So much going on. And you're doing the PBS stuff, the Arkansas TV, PBS, whatever.
Arkansas
you're doing that.
Oh, man, well.
Roger, one more time on that Justin Moore here.
Say that again, Justin. Your volume's a little...
You don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said my...
He's too quiet. So good.
Let me tell you why that works. Let me tell you what it's all about timing.
Yep.
And then, Roger, you got it. The timing, there was a pause. And
a beat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, as in tuned as he is to the show, because he listens better to the show than any of us, because he has to, being on the road, just to gig him a little bit.
Say that again, Justin. Your volume's a little...
You don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said my...
He's too quiet. We miss him.
We do. I was thinking last night, you know, he would love to comment because, you know, Justin loves basketball. Mm-hmm. He would love to comment about Darius Acuff Jr. So do we feel like at this point, do we put him... Where do we put him on the... did we decide? Is he a Mount Rushmore Razorback, or he's not quite worthy of
single
that?
Season.
He wasn't there long enough.
For a single season?
He had the best single season there.
Hey, you put a caveat on it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're going to go to Mount Rushmore, greatest Arkansas Razorback, big guys. You make them white guys and black guys.
He's not going to... Sydney?
He's not going to touch Todd Day. He's not touching Todd Day, the second triplets.
No.
I don't think so either. He's on his own way. I'll take him over anybody that was playing during Muss's time. Is that fair enough to say?
But he...
And Muss had great players, and we liked all those players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he did have one of the greatest years individually of all
in the SEC. One other cat did what he did, and that was Pistol Pete Maravich.
That's the greatest stat ever.
Absolutely.
Although you look at Pistol Pete's before they even had the three.
He's
averaging 44 points a game without a 3-point line.
Amazing.
No, absolutely.
I need to go back. I'd like to watch a full game and watch him average 44.
Of anybody named Acuff, he's on a Mount Rushmore. You got him. You got Roy.
What were we going to say, Christian?
I'm not going to disparage Pete Maravich. I do think he was shooting 40 times a game.
Yeah, I don't doubt he was shooting a bunch. But, I don't know how many times
Acuff
was.
Wow, you just disparaged him.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Randy Allison says, Craig's voice is Arkansas's version of James Earl Jones.
Ooh.
We need to, Roger.
That is a stroke.
Right, Roger and
Luke,
Christian.
I am your father. Let me hear it.
What?
Luke, I am your...
I have to do the...
Go ahead.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, so Roger and Christian, we need to come up with a few things that we need Craig to say that we can play in our liners. Have you heard a guy from England? Welcome everybody to the show. You don't get up that early. Yeah, we've got the great British accent.
Oh,
we got we got a French guy, and we got a British guy. And so we need something with you talking about us and your voice and your Darth Vader voice. Or your or whatever. What about some of your characters' voices back in the day? What's the guy from Rooster Poot?
What are you saying? Those weren't
Coach
real people?
Coach Rooley, Peter Ball, Rooster Poot High School
Roger,
football coach.
And Christian, we've got to come up with things that Craig, just sort of little rejoiners where Craig...
Yeah, I got one for you right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to announce that whistling bungholes...
Nobody says that. Hey, listen, nobody else can copy that. Nobody's going to say whistling bunghole.
I love a whistling bunghole.
Big fan.
I think that'd make a great mascot.
Big fan.
Let's read some of our...
Middleton. It's the whistling bungholes.
Middleton Heaton Air text line. Somebody said, turn Craig's microphone on. Can't hear him.
Oh.
That can't be... Surely that's not the case.
I hear him.
I wonder where that's at. It can't be in here. It's got to be on one of the platforms. I don't know.
Huh.
Why is Justin not using RJ's robot voice while he's recovering? Remember that? What was the deal on that? We had a robot. So this is part of our best listener contest.
I remember this.
Yeah, RJ couldn't speak because he was running for office.
Yeah.
So we did like a we found out like AI. What was it back then? An AI?
It was text-to-speech. I mean,
yeah, it wasn't really RJ, but it was RJ using the voice, so it wasn't technically him. I can't believe somebody remembered that. Somebody said Christopherson wrote Me and Bobby McGee.
That's right.
He did, but she's the one who really blasted it, right? Just took it to the next level.
Yeah, I didn't know it was his until I heard it.
KK
it
and JJ.
Rebecca says
Port
Arthur.
Thank you. I finally got a bell today.
Yeah, finally, you were due. Rebecca says Port Arthur, Texas. That is correct.
That's right.
That's right. Mel A says girls got letter sweaters.
Okay.
Ah. And jackets in the early 80s in BB.
Right.
Did it get sweaters or jackets?
What did you say, early 80s?
It says girls got letter sweaters and jackets in the early 80s.
Okay, that's 80s.
JJ, KK, and BB.
On three. Ready, break.
Let's see here. Baz was the word homely. No. That's not what it was. Tree grabber? No.
Woo, hey.
No.
You can get that at Cupid.
Terry Bradshaw called Aaron Rodgers, go eat bark. Remember that?
Sure
that was,
did. Sure
did. Yeah, I can't think of
I don't know what word you're talking
gypsy?
About.
Gypsy? No.
Well, I'm a tree grabber.
Yeah.
Someone said Christine McVie didn't get the recognition she deserved. Craig, we go to you. You're the music man.
Yeah, I can see that. But bless her heart, she was over there on the keyboards and doing backup. But her voice is blending with all the others. So, yeah, I can see that she was overlooked.
Someone says here, when I played softball and basketball back in the late 70s, we got a sweater in a senior year of our 1980, got a jacket.
Okay.
I sold sporting goods from 81 to 2020, and in the 80s and 90s, we sold jackets to the girls. And, yes, they ordered patches for their awards and team awards to see on the sleeve.
Uh-huh.
Cool. You know, I would love to go back.
Well, you got to remember, when we were playing in school, girls were playing half and half in basketball for a while.
Exactly.
And they wore skirts. So they didn't do that. They didn't recognize a lot of that I recall when we were in school.
Uh-huh.
Right or wrong, they just I don't remember it.
I regret, Roger, that I don't have my mostly high school letterman's jacket. It may be somewhere, but I haven't seen it in years.
It's somebody's
I remember.
Your dad's got it in a shadow box.
I think I may have it somewhere in a box somewhere.
Sure you do. You got everything.
But that's what I said. You can recreate whatever you want to now.
I think the Razorbacks have it in a storage facility.
Roger.
Don't they?
So I actually got a letterman's jacket, but it was all one color, all one fabric.
Yeah.
It was sort of shiny.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I didn't mind it.
I don't know if they were really leather or not.
No, I'm talking about this. Yeah, it's not one leather. It was a shiny.
Satin?
Yeah, it was like a satin jacket. It was sort of like that. I'd rather have the leather.
That's a bowling jacket.
Yeah, right there. What?
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that a bowler's?
So Lenny and Squiggy had
someone says,
satin jacket.
In Scouts. Oh, listen. Have we gone this whole show, and it's National Patch Day, and not mentioned Scouts?
I mentioned Scouts the first thing off when Trey was there.
I guess I forgot.
Because, you know, he doesn't listen to me. You know what?
Well,
that's why we're going to counseling.
Well, he had said it in 2 hours.
I said Cub Scout. That's right.
Yeah,
Cub Scout,
yeah.
Boy Scout.
They're the best patches, right?
Military patch.
Shout out
to Maverick. Absolutely.
But, yeah, probably the Scouts did the most patches of all.
Your merit patch. Right.
What?
Exactly. Your merit badges.
Is that a patch?
Yes. Patch.
Let's see here.
Patch
somebody said, what about Hoover Razorback Stadium?
You know why?
Why?
Because we suck, is what he's saying.
What look at you.
Sucked you in on that. You know what? That's a mean tweet.
And you know what? You know who knew it? You did. You knew exactly what.
Yeah, because I know Petty.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Yeah, Steve's saying, he could create. Oh, how about Raj? How about a custom?
Well, that's where I thought you were going with it.
You wanted
one for yourself.
Yes, I was thinking my.
You'll get one. Steve will make that now.
Like Razor.
Steve, I just need 5 T-shirts.
Ooh.
Get him his jacket.
Like Razorbacks. You know, it'd be cool to have a cool Razorback.
I would
jacket.
Rather. You know what? I would like.
I've got a Razorback. Remember, you've seen the one that I bought like 10 years ago.
Oh,
the gray one.
The leather jacket that I got. Samantha bought for me. It's over 30 years. Bought it from his company before it was Design Lab.
That's
it's 100.
Cool.
Yeah, it's 30 plus years old.
I got one.
I know, you got a great one.
I've worn one.
Absolutely, yeah.
Given to me by Danny Joe.
Somebody says, I think Crawford is. Jerry Jones Stadium. Did you see where Ryan Silverfield said? How cool would that be?
Could it be Cowboy Stadium?
They have teased, you know, that this is going to be a huge, this was like 3 months ago, a huge announcement that it's going to be a game changer, that it's so. Wouldn't you? Walmart's such an easy fit, but why did he have to hire a company outside of Arkansas to come in and sell it to Walmart? I don't know. So we'll find out. Marshall Martin gave us a scoop yesterday, Craig. that they would be announcing it today. I don't.
Maybe
think
it's Stiletto Stadium.
Oh, I like that. And it's not. I don't think it's her. Everybody said, "Well, is it Marsha Martin?" No, I don't think so.
Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Stadium.
I don't think. Although, listen, trust me, the Fletchers could do it.
Well,
the Fletchers have the money to do it, but they don't want to. I don't think they want to do that.
I don't have a lot of money. I live from paycheck to paycheck, and now with online shopping, it's even tighter than that.
Exactly.
With all due respect and love to my hardworking wife, but how many times can you go to the well for Fletcher, Tyson?
No, you're
Walmart,
right.
No. Summerwood Sports, Sigma Supply. These guys get hit up all the time.
Merritt Dyke.
I barely get tapped at home. I mean, if it wasn't for my ring bell, I'd never answer the door.
Someone says, "What about Ozark Nut Roasters on the stadium?" There you go. Must be Raising Cane's. Could you imagine Raising Cane's Stadium? Somebody said the Wizards
would be Pettijean. Pettijean would be pork. Pettijean.
Now listen, I want it to be an Arkansas company. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I'm with you though. Now that you've got that, but I think maybe you have to go four different names.
The Wizards said Polymarket Stadium. Is that who you said, Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Is there a Taekwondo
You remember
stadium?
This, Craig?
Oh, sure.
Fast as lightning.
This was number one in our country. Number one.
David,
back in this country.
You're not quite on tune, David.
It's okay. But I'm smiling. What's his name? Carl Douglas? Funky China Men. From Funky Chinatown. Can't say you can't even say it now.
They were chopping them down.
Kung Fu Panda. I love it when they say it. Yeah.
Come on, sing along, Greg.
I don't know this very well.
Kung Fu Fighting. You weren't playing this back in the day? It was number one.
No.
Fast as lightning. Bruce Lee was king. David Carradine was Kung Fu on TV.
White dude. For the corporate expert timing. They didn't allow Bruce Lee to play this because he was too Asian.
Granola Girl. No, that's not it. All right. Hold on. Oh, Big Boss. That actually was, I think, the name of one of Bruce Lee's movies. I think, The Big Boss. This was number one. Our country was a little...
You know, we need to wear more of those outfits. We need to bring those back.
I like it.
You know what? Like, ladies, have your yoga pants. Guys need to start
Bruce
wearing...
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee thing. Just start wearing
Let's do that.
No shoes.
Earworm alert. This is going to stay with you, folks.
We hope it is. We hope today at 12 o'clock you go, why am I singing Kung Fu today?
Because you need a little...
We've got the legend Craig O'Neill here with us for 15 more minutes. Brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Hey, Michael Marion and Janitor George coming up at 8. Talk about what's going to be over at Simmons Bank Arena. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Kung Fu Fighting.
Funky China Man.
Listen, I love it if it was Simmons. I would love it. Yeah. Or one of the banks in Arkansas would be great. All right, don't go away. 747. In fact, it was a little
bit frightening. David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Getting older is part of life, y'all. Feeling exhausted all the time? Doesn't have to be, man. Look, if your energy's down, your sex drive isn't what it used to be, your workouts feel harder, your focus is off, maybe you just don't feel like yourself anymore, it may be time to head on down to Low T Center. Truth is, 25% of men over 40 have low testosterone. For many men out there, the symptoms happen so gradually that you may not even notice it. You assume it's stress, work, lack of sleep, or just part of aging. Reality is, it's probably low testosterone. Low T Center is the answer. At Low T Center, they know that we're all wired different. So they use lab work, symptoms, health history, and personal goals to create treatment plans that are tailored to each patient specifically. TRT can boost your energy, your focus, libido, body composition, mood, overall quality of life. You don't have to settle for feeling less than your best. Low T Center works with most major insurances and offers a free testosterone test for men who want the answers. Visit FixMyLowT.com to book your appointment today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration. But there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything, family owned, and can answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air-conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Topgolf.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are 2 lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Hey, if you want to have some fun tonight, get on over to Pop's Lounge at Oaklawn. Roger's got comedy night tonight, right, Roger?
Comedy night, 7 o'clock. $5 gets you in the door.
Who's the headliner, Roger?
Let me look that up. They just changed it up.
It's worth the $5 just to watch Roger introduce the comics.
Yeah, who knows? Exactly.
I'll wear a hat today.
It is. I'm headlining until the big guys get there. I don't even know. I apologize. I'll tell you
Craig, so tomorrow we're going to be at the White House Cafe in Camden. 119 years old, Craig. Teresa Lampkin, you heard we were coming. She's one of the owners, or the owner. And she's 1907 when it's open. We already went to the Ohio Club, 121 years old. Now, that was not a restaurant the whole time. But how about that? 119 years old is a restaurant. Man. So we're going also to Jones Barbecue Diner in Marianna. We're going to Skyline Cafe in Mena and the Dixie Pig in Blythe.
You want to go?
How cool is that?
You've probably already been.
Where?
Any of these places.
No. I haven't been to any of them.
Listen, we take your car and we eat free.
We went to the Howell Club. We invited all our friends from Hot Springs and Steve Qualls.
Go down in the Genesis? Oh, my gosh.
Steve Qualls showed up. Yeah, you're more than we've invited. Greg Catcher and others. If you live in that area in Camden, come on and see us. Yeah. We'll be there probably about 12 o'clock, 11:30 tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
we're going to leave right after this, go down that way, and get on back.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, we'll stay there about an hour. We'll eat in about an hour.
661-1037 is the number. If you just tuned in, we're going to have Jana and Michael from Simmons Make Arena to tell you what's going on. 12 o'clock today, there's going to be a new stadium name. Because you remember right. Craig, before
it'll be Oaklawn.
Well, that would be cool. What was it? I get mixed up, Christian. Is it I can't even remember.
It better not be DraftKings.
It's Reynolds Razorback Stadium. Was it DW?
Yeah, DW.
It's too many letters, Roger. I don't DW Reynolds Razorback Stadium is too much. It needs to be like SoFi or
it
Simmons Bank Arena.
Reynolds for a long time.
I thought it was
time,
Reynolds Razorback. I thought it was
you can if you make it short.
Where did that name go? Why did they drop
it? Because their sponsorship was only a certain period of time.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so this will last, and people will be saying this. I mean, it's a great marketing deal.
Sunset contract.
So we'll find that out today at 12 o'clock. Mm. Also, the second round of the draft is tonight. Malik Thomas should go tonight. And Trevin Brazil, Christian, will he go in the second round tonight?
It's possible. Mid-second round.
Ooh. Are you saying that possibly not?
I mean, it's certainly a possibility that he doesn't as well.
Yeah. We're gonna try to get Chris Curry up. Congratulations to them. The Trojans will remain in the top 25 at the end of the season in their poll. Mm-hmm. Congrats to them. Also, did you see Roger? And I know Craig is familiar with this. In the Democrat Gazette today, they're doing the top 50 of 250 years. You know, in our country.
Oh yeah.
But Brooks Robinson was featured today, and I didn't realize Roger. He barely played his first 3 years. Did you read it? Uh-uh. He barely played his first. As a matter of fact, I think they sent him down. So if you look at him early on, you're thinking, well, that guy's not going to make it. Wow. He's from Little Rock. Mm. You know, Craig, have you been around him at all?
Oh, heck yeah. I had an opportunity to introduce him at a big fundraiser.
Oh, very cool.
At Lamar Porter Field several years ago, and got a chance to meet him. And actually a couple of times.
Great guy.
Just terrific. Just never lost his Arkansas roots and sensibilities.
Yeah, Roger. Baltimore signed him in 55. 2 years after the team had moved from St. Louis, he played in only 71 games over his first three seasons. But in his fourth season, he began to establish himself on the left side of the Orioles infield. He
had 280. Couldn't get one past him.
And then he ends up, I forgot this. Robinson also served in the Arkansas Army National Guard. How about that? Hit 294. At some point he earned the first of his 16 Gold Glove Awards.
Amazing.
Man, can you imagine?
Speaking of Hoover.
Yes, he was the human vacuum cleaner, Roger. Most valuable player in the league. And how many is anybody in Arkansas history beside him been a player of the year in the major leagues? Torrey Hunter was not, even though he was an all-star.
He was the MVP, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was American League's most valuable player in 64. And he won World Series titles in 66 and in 1970.
And was a part of the Baltimore team that got swept by the Mets. But other than that.
Yeah. A lot of talk by Ray Tucker about him. Yeah, if you had to name the four sports figures for the history of our state, which we had a birthday the other day, 1836, he's got to go on there as one of four of the greatest athletes to come out of the state. There's no question, right? Is it even close? He's on there. He may be the only one we don't argue about to go. He was the greatest baseball player to ever come out of this state.
So if you go baseball, football, basketball.
He's bigger than Lou Brock.
Football, basketball, baseball, and boxing.
You look at the numbers. He's Lou is an all-star.
But Lou's always going to be the biggest player to
me. Look at you.
Yeah, because I love
St. Louis fan?
Love him.
Wow, because it's St. Louis.
Well, it was St. Louis Cardinal.
You just got through bragging on him. He was your hometown, man. Quickly, you turned your back on him.
Was Lou born and raised here, or was he just born here and moved somewhere?
He was born here. He doesn't really claim Arkansas.
Brooksy, as we called him back in the day. Who else would be on there?
In baseball? Or
no, all for Sydney? Would Sydney be on there?
Oh, yeah.
Who's football's representative?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is it D-Mac, even though he didn't have...
Who?
Clyde Scott.
Oh, D-Mac. No, D-Mac.
Is it D-Mac, even though he didn't have the greatest pro career?
No, that's it. Okay. Well, boy, Roger. Oh, great point. Who was that guy? Don Hutson. Don Hutson was one of the greatest to ever play. They say the NFL says he's the greatest, one of the greatest receivers ever.
Yeah, but Clyde Scott was a great football player and Olympian.
Yeah, that's true.
Joe Klein, Razorback and Olympian.
Yes.
And champion.
And
great restaurateur.
Great barbecue.
Oh,
Craig,
my
thanks so much.
Great. Thank you, Gregory.
Thanks to Genesis of Conway. We just get Craig fired up. He's got to go. How's your heart? Is it calm? Do you need to push the button? Do you want to lean over and push the button?
No, I haven't had to push the button since I got here.
I want to lean over and push the button. Let me know if you need that button pushed.
Yeah, we all want to push your button.
I'm wearing a device, folks.
Hey, listen,
keeping me alive.
You think of anything funny later, call us.
Craig O'Neill, thanks, buddy.
Craig O'Neill, everybody.
Thanks, got Genesis. The bell one time today.
Hey, for you. Thanks, Genesis of Conway. Don't go away, 8 o'clock.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary